I am not good at cussing. And actually, the kids now, like, if we put on any show that has curse words in it, Allie will come up to us and be like, they just said a bad word.
Excuse me? Why are you guys listening to this drivel?
And I'm like, yes, I understand that. I said, but this is like a kids movie from the 90s, so it's okay. And she's like...
Did it work?
I think so.
Did everybody fucking clap?
I clapped.
I clapped.
I clapped.
Right, I clapped. I clapped the shit out of this.
Good luck, Kendrick. I wish you the best. Welcome to Sid Talk, everybody. This is Kate.
This is Amy.
This is Laura.
And this is Megan. Welcome.
Yeah, we don't really have a plan, so...
We're going to be shooting from the hip this evening. We hope you all enjoy. How about them Yankees?
We're shooting them from the hip Yankees. As for every day.
Literally our lives.
What, the lives as our Yankees?
Lives are Yankees.
I mean, it's probably better than Rockies, let's be honest.
I mean, dude. I don't know, but yes, sure, yes.
I don't know the last time I went to a Rockies game.
I was looking at tickets, actually, for Father's Day, because it looked really cool, and then I looked at the price and went, I'm out.
Oh, really? I thought they were supposed to be, like, the affordable ones.
Well, I look at the Wells Fargo buy one, get one freeze, but it's also, you know, July, and I probably won't be going to a game in July for, like, 5 hours. Just saying.
No, I mean, when are you due?
July 31st.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, that's my sister's birthday.
Yay.
Also Harry Potter's birthday, but like I don't know if that's as like
yay.
Relatable. Yay.
Gryffindor.
Potter quick. We'll just Potter quick. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Alexis Patricia Potter quick.
Patricia?
Patricia.
I do know Patricia. She's very nice. Mm-hmm.
I know a ton of Pats.
Do you?
Patricia, Pat, Patty.
Well, yep. I happen to know one that you know really well.
Well, yeah.
Only a little bit.
With you.
Oh, my kid.
The only one I know.
Pat.
Oh. Mm-hmm. My Nana is named Patrick. I have an uncle named Pat.
Wait, you said your Nana?
Yeah. No, I'm serious. Like, she makes the joke that, like... And I don't really think it's a joke that her mom really wanted a boy. And so out of spite, she named her Patrick.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No.
Did you name Pat after your Nana?
Yeah.
Aw.
We're fucking making it right, man.
Like, yeah, that would be a horrible story to grow
right?
up with.
I mean, it was definitely not like, oh, love lost. Yikes.
Yeah.
Ew.
My trainer said he was supposed to be a girl, and then he came out a boy, and she's like, I don't have a boy's name. So she looked at the world map and said, oh, your name's going to be Cameroon. Okay.
Aw. That's like a fun twist on Cameron.
Well, he lets everybody call him Cam. I'm like, I don't think I could do the other one.
Cameroon. Sounds like a Dunkaroo.
Excuse me, Cameroon.
Can you imagine if you're mad trying to say that and like his middle name?
Or just
saying that with a straight face where you're like, Cameroon, I have had it up to here with you.
I know, right?
Cameroon Sheldon, get your butt over here.
Cameroon Sheldon.
Sheldon, really? Really, Reagan?
Yes. Listen, if she picked his name off a map. Like, Cameroon Sheldon.
I don't think there's a place called Sheldon. It would be like Cameroon, Omaha.
Ooh,
that's
Omaha, Omaha, Omaha. Yeah,
does not roll off the tongue.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cameroon, Albania,
Cuba,
Cuba.
I hope they're okay with this being a naming convention rather than, you know, a band name convention.
Listen,
I was supposed to be named Fred because they didn't know what I was going to be, so they called me Fred.
And I then, love that.
Boy, oh boy, was I a disappointment when I came out a girl.
Really? Were they really expecting? Oh.
Well, I think they really didn't know what I was going to be, but, like, I don't think they were going to name me Fred even if I had been a boy.
I mean, right?
So yeah, my parents wanted to name one of us Fred or Frida because it's, you know, Fred go Freddy or Frida go Freddy.
Oh God, that's just
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty funny.
Lord have mercy.
I'm like, good thing you didn't name me that. I would have killed you.
I definitely think my parents thought I was going to be a boy. I know my dad definitely wanted me to be a boy, and I would have been William Michael McGrattan.
Aww.
No, but that went to my brother. Way to go, Dad.
Good for him.
Way to pass it along.
Leaving that legacy.
Yeah, right? Super strong. But my mom was like, I think the options are Margot or Maeve. And I'm like, thank God.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Margot, I feel, is more passable than Maeve. Like, I don't know.
Maeve.
That one's kind of hard to say because everything's Mauve. Soft.
They're definitely Mauve. Old world names.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
Like from over the ocean.
I was about to say, that's like a UK name. You could get away with it there, but Mauve. In the US, it would be a little tougher.
Like all the old grannies in the assisted living named Maeve.
I know, there really are some. Like, there are generations of names that you just don't hear anymore.
Yep.
Like Barbara.
Barbara. Definitely.
Barbara.
Yeah, I don't hear very many young people with that one.
Yeah, I don't think I've met any Barbaras.
And everybody's trying to be unique and they put letters and numbers in kids' names, so that's really freaking confusing.
Oh, like freaking, what's his name? Elon Musk with Kyle.
I can't.
Incredible.
Sir, no. Sir, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they just name them after TV show characters that are not so great in hindsight, necessarily.
Yeah, we're doing that, so shh.
I'd be careful on that one.
Dude, I didn't know it was a TV character until my boss said, hey, do you watch this show? You know that's the evil girl in it. And I was like,
what? She's not evil. She has such a good character arc.
Who are we talking about here?
Yeah.
I don't know, what's the show, Amy?
Schitt's Creek. It's Alexis Rose.
Alexis. Oh, she's great. What do you mean?
She has such a good character arc. She does start out really spoiled, but then she grows so much, and, like, it ends off so sweet with her, and,
yes.
The guy she was dating, whose name I do not remember, who was the vet.
I think that's the thing I love most about that show, is they all start out horrible, mm-hmm. And they all have very different story arcs over time, like on how they become better people.
Yeah, but they all grow as people, and it's very, very sweet. I love that show.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it when she was like, do you watch this show? And I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh my gosh. Well, when I saw your announcement on Facebook, I was like, I don't know if she knows.
Nope, we didn't know. We, you know, went through like 5 different names before I decided I liked that one. So, mm-hmm.
It's a good name. Yeah. Plus, then
we're
you can
call
go,
her Lexi.
Ew,
anyway.
David.
Oh, I like that. Lexi's cute.
Yeah, we're going to call her Lexi.
Lexi.
I knew Lexi once. She turned into a vet.
Maybe this one will too, and take care of Kerrigan for me.
Aw, that'd be very sweet.
Possibly.
Well, Kerrigan probably won't be alive by the time she becomes a vet, but you know.
Well,
I mean, I didn't want to say that because that seems like raining on the parade. But
let's just assume that Kerrigan lives to a very ripe old age.
Yeah, no, she'll probably live to like maybe when Alexis is 5. Maybe.
Kerrigan's sitting over there like, I will be fucked.
I will be 6 feet under. There is nothing you can do to stop me.
Oh my God. The other person in the room is trying not to cry in the corner.
Oh no.
Vet my ass.
You're like, wow, thanks for nothing. Pretty late on that.
I know. Bad Laura.
Man.
Hey, at least she has a good girlfriend over at your house, okay, Megan?
She does.
So in love.
I know. So in love.
Dude, she doesn't care. I mean, she likes other dogs, but she doesn't like other dogs like she likes Lila.
No, I mean, they hump each other. It's yeah. They're involved. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's a thing.
A hardcore relationship.
Wild horses could not tear those two apart.
No.
Goodbye, horses. Wait, different
bye,
song.
Bye, little Sebastian.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Have you not seen Parks and Recs either?
Laura?
I saw the first season, and that was 8 years ago.
All right,
that's
well.
It's the worst season.
Maybe
I have
consider
a 2-year old!
That's fair. I really can't give anyone shit for not watching TV shows, but that is legitimately, as far as I'm concerned, the worst season.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard.
It only goes up from season one.
Yes.
I have Disney Plus and I have Discovery Plus. So those are the shows I get to watch.
Yeah,
see, I felt like I could watch, I could still watch adult shows when the kids were toddlers because they really weren't paying that much attention.
Yeah, Darius isn't like that.
Yeah.
He hears and sees all.
Yes.
He
and remembers
picks up
all.
Naughty words.
No, he hasn't picked up any of those yet. Thank God.
Well, you guys are very good about saying, beans, or...
Yes, Joe is really good about not cussing. I sometimes have an issue.
I don't know if I could do it, man.
All the time. I am
but the person
no
I cuss about isn't in
cussing.
The house anymore, so it's okay.
I am not good at cussing. And actually, the kids now, if we put on any show that has curse words in it, Allie will come up to us and be like, they just said a bad word.
Excuse me, why are you guys listening to this drivel?
And I'm yes, I understand that. I said, but this is a kid's movie from the 90s, so it's okay.
How does one set those expectations where you listen?
The real world is way more vulgar than this will ever be, I promise. So
you're
going
to hit an age where you just
get
used
it
to
now.
It.
Exactly. Yeah. And then she came up to me the other day. She's like, Mom, I said a bad word. I'm like, what'd you say? She's like, I said the word sex. And I'm like, well, sex really isn't a bad word. I said it's just a word. And she was like, well, what does it mean? And I'm like, ah,
really a lot.
How do I see this? Because I love her, but she'll ask a question and then 2 minutes later we're on to the next thing. So it's I don't want to overwhelm. Right.
Where you're all right, starting from the beginning.
It's something that two adults do together, consenting.
Ironically, my 3-year-old niece knows exactly what it is and she can explain it to you and tell you the purpose.
Well, I think it's better to know younger because then
absolutely.
You have the tools to describe stuff if anything awful were to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing I do. I noticed early on with the doctors is they talk to kids about that, about who's allowed to be touching you and helping you and that kind of thing. At least with our kids, their doctors did that a lot.
We do that with Darius, that's just because he's at daycare. We don't want them touching each other.
Right.
Right.
They're like, hey. Hey there, little
What's
Jimmy.
Up?
What's up? What you working with?
Yeah, there have been questions at daycare. Let's just
yep.
Not all little boys are the same.
No, they're not. No. Not all big boys are the same either.
Nope, they're not. But I don't think they realize that.
Well, you gotta ask questions. Ask questions. Find things out.
Questions are
living.
Healthy.
Yeah.
Right. Always question. Exactly.
The more you know. G.I. Joe.
Pat actually has fifth grade. It was sex ed this year, and it comes on
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope they have the 1950s videos where you're why have these not been updated?
I'm so just giggling from the sidelines. That's gonna be hilarious.
Oh my god, I hope they have the hair down there video.
Yes.
Did you guys have to watch that one?
Oh yeah.
My birthing class still had the videos from the 50s and I'm like, guys, these girls need to shave.
Listen, I just don't need to see everything. I have one. I know.
I've seen it. We're fine.
Right. Like, listen.
They're like, this is what it looks like when you're dilated. And you're like, nah, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I wanted to skip that part. I really did. I was like, I don't want it.
I remember watching it in high school and being like, that's horrifying. What did I just witness?
Yeah, but they do it in high school to scare you from having sex.
It wasn't even a sex ed class.
You're about to do this. Here you go.
Like, we did it for just a regular-ass science class. It wasn't a sex ed class or anything. But the teacher was like, well, this, you guys have to learn about birth, I guess. And we're like, okay.
Damn.
So that was like some random Wednesday video. Or like, cool.
They're like, we couldn't find anything else.
I know there was a reason for it, but like, I don't remember what the section was or like how we got to it. It just was like, the video is what's burned into my memory. None
he
of the rest
goes
of
back
it.
To grab the video. Be. There's only one left. Like, well,
yeah,
learning today.
He's like, well, all the rest of them are checked out. Guess we're learning about birth.
It's definitely going to be really interesting, though, like, to see what he comes home and says. Like,
what questions he has for you and and Kevin.
I will say, like, one thing, it's like, in his class alone, like, in the fifth grade, they have, like, four kids that have already decided that they're another gender. Like, so it's weirdly, like, I mean, not weird, but it's just way different than it was for me, like, in fifth grade. Like, that was just so not okay. Like, and now it's like everywhere and it's totally fine. So I almost wonder if it's just not going to be an issue at all.
But yeah, I wonder if they're going to have to like combine classes or something, and you're like, I don't know, listen, you got some genitals, they're going to do these things. Right. Figure it out. I don't know, man.
I mean, that kind of seems healthier than separating everything out.
Well, yeah, because, like, I don't know.
They need to know as soon as possible. Like,
they're like, we have some top secret things to tell ya. Come into this room. And we're like, great.
Look.
Especially with boys. I mean, they start doing things early.
Yeah, most of what I learned was from my neighbor kids, where they're like, did you know about this? And I'm like, as a matter of fact, no.
No. Yeah, I was really sheltered. I didn't know anything until, like, my first really good girlfriend in, like, middle school. And she's like, did you know about this? And I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
And then exploded open.
And I was like, that's not a thing. And then I was like, oh, maybe that is a thing.
Oh, I see. Cool.
Okay.
Who knew? Ah. Anyway.
Yeah. Just ruminating on that. Just chewing on that for a little bit.
Yeah, give it a think. Reminisce. Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's nowhere to go after sex. I mean, it's just,
like, I really don't know.
We've done it. We've covered it all.
And that's it. Now covered. The end.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
How about them Yankees?
Yeah, I don't even know. I have paid zero attention to baseball for quite some time.
I don't know, dude.
I only go to the games for the hot dogs and beer.
Literally the
they
only
got
reason.
Dippin' Dots, though, and who can
what?
Dippin' Dots are pretty nice.
Especially on, like, a really hot day.
Mm-hmm.
See, we always bring our own, and then I hollow out a loaf of bread, and I put vodka in there. And then we bring
bread?
Those single... Yeah, we bring those single cranberries in our cooler. So then we just take a sip of the cranberry juice, and then I take my vodka bread, and I take the vodka out. And
I'm sorry, is the bottle still in the bread, or do you just, like, freeball it?
You're like a smuggler. You're
so it's like a bread bowl.
The bottle's still in the bread, because if you get that out of the bottle, you get in trouble.
Okay.
So you're, like, pouring the bread.
This is my vodka bread.
I was like, that's going to get soggy. It is not going to hold.
No, pour the vodka onto the bread.
It's vodka bread pudding.
I was so confused.
Ew.
You do get the individual shot glass, individual shot vodkas, and you hollow out a piece of bread and you put those in there, and you put as many as you bring in those single cranberry juices, and then when you mix them, it's like the perfect cranberry vodka.
And they never think to check the bread.
Yourself. To drink you, that I had never considered.
I'm serious. I know it's like MacGyver levels.
I saw
levels.
It on Facebook.
Like,
you're like, it's genius.
I am too, because like bread making alone is intimidating to me. So,
oh, I mean, just went to King Soopers and got one of those day old pieces of bread. And
yeah,
I
get like a baguette. <Never mind. laughs> Yeah, hell yeah, brother.
But you got to get the really thick ones.
The baguettes, like the French loaves.
4 inch, yeah, and then they're like 12 inches by like 4 inches, and you just hollow that out. So you cut off the top, and then you hollow it out, and then you put the top back on, and then it looks like a loaf of bread.
So what they're I'm like, hearing is, summer after next, we need to go to a baseball game with some bread.
They're like, ma'am, we need to stop you. Your bread looks suspicious.
Your bread
you can
is
also
rattling?
Bring orange juice, I guess, and make screwdrivers. There you go.
Shit. Yeah.
You got options.
We got options.
I'm basic as hell. I do love me a vodka cran.
Yep, that's truth. My favorite go-to.
Mm-hmm.
I just love cranberry juice.
Yeah. It's really good. That's what I get on airplanes, because I'm like, I don't know, I don't really trust anything else. Give me cranberry juice.
Cranberry.
Well, I was sealed, so you know there's nothing gross in there.
Mm-hmm.
Canada Dry. Ginger ale, because I'm usually, you know, really sick, so I'm like, I need ginger ale so I don't puke all over these people.
You have, on like, an airplane? Sickness?
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Oh,
do
yeah. Need, I like... get really bad motion sickness.
Aww. Oh.
So normally, me and my family wear the patch behind the ear, and that mm-hmm. does really good, except for it makes you so dehydrated that your mouth is like chalk.
Ugh.
That's no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that does not sound fun.
I am lucky in that I do not have motion sickness thus far.
It means you can drink more, I guess.
That has okay. slowly started to decline as I have gotten older.
Yeah. And I also find like drinking on a plane makes me so tired. Like,
and it costs so much money for a plane.
Oh, yeah.
It's
insanity. Like
it's a shot now.
It's just like,
yeah, I think the only time I really drank on a plane was when, like, the lady behind me taps me on the shoulder and she's like, I got this free voucher. Do you want it? Because I can't drink right now. And I was like, yes.
Why?
Yes, I do yes, want I this do. Free voucher. Thank you, yes. kind lady.
Yeah, the only Sweet time we angel drink is baby. When we're in first class and it's free.
Ooh.
And then Joe gets, like, 3 different glasses of whatever they're giving out.
Nice.
I mean,
nice.
Take advantage.
I mean, listen, if you're in first class, you definitely take advantage. Uh-uh.
Like, I don't think I've ever sat first
you take
class.
My parents, because yeah, my parents get upgraded for nice. Free to first class all the time. So we're like, hey, we're going to go overseas. Hey, mom and dad, you want to come?
They're like, let's all go together.
Casual question. How would you feel if, I don't know, we all travel together?
Casual question.
Well, I mean,
feel free to
nice.
Say no to this.
I think like, Joe's been in first class like 3 times
don't.
Now.
Damn, Gina.
Twice. I've been in first class more than that, but my dad went to India like every 3 days when I was younger, so he's a gold member for life on United.
Ooh, I've only ever made silver like a fucking chump.
No, he's a gold member for life there and at the Hyatt.
Wow.
Dang.
So,
that's
yes,
fancy.
If you're going to go anywhere, go with my dad.
Just be like, oh,
call him up.
Be a little
hello.
Awkward,
hello,
hey,
sir.
Dad.
I know
you
your daughter. Will you accompany
then you go
me?
To the first class lounge and everything. That's very nice.
Excuse me. Would you accompany me on this trip? Your just... daughter told me you were great to travel with.
I definitely don't want to use you for your gold status. That would be preposterous.
I just think you're really fun. And
I know we've never talked.
Right. Met you.
But I get a really good vibe, and I think we'd have a blast. So.
Yeah. I remember when I was younger, and we were playing to Europe, and we were in first class on Lufthansa, and you have your own pods.
Dang.
And then me and my mom and my dad were the only ones in first class on the way back. And they opened 12 bottles of wine, and my dad's the only one who drinks because I was too young and my mom doesn't drink. And so he was like, what am I supposed to do with these 12 bottles of wine?
12?
Shit,
wow.
Why? They're like, I see you're a party of three. Oi, oi, oi.
I just want the pods, man. I want the pods.
Well, they were like, you need to get up and walk. So they had 3 boxes of chocolates on the front. And I was like, I have to go stretch my legs, make sure I don't get blood clots. Okay, I'm going to go get into the jacket.
Dude.
It's definitely for the blood clots. Okay, bye. Yeah.
Okay, bye. It was
like 14 or 15.
Oh.
And there were those seashell ones. You know, the best ones.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm fancy enough for seashell chocolates.
You guys
listen,
have never had seashells?
I've never been in first class in the Lufthansa.
Yeah, I'm
okay?
Fucking business at best.
I'm flying with the animals.
They glare at me as they shut the curtains.
And I hiss at them. Whatever.
We don't get along. It's great.
They're called love Guy Luan. Guy Luan chocolates. They're from Belgium.
Belgian chocolates.
So Guylian. They're Belgian chocolates.
Well, look at you, Belgium.
Well, fancy chocolates.
Oh, they do look like shells. Those are very cute.
Oh, they're so good. If I could die and have that kind of chocolate for the rest of my life, well, I guess I'd be dead. But I'd be so good.
It'd take a while if you were only eating chocolate, though.
I mean, yeah,
that is fair.
Would you get scurvy first? I don't know if they have all the nutrition you would need.
Scurvy!
Welcome to scurvy!
Yes, in this household we agree, scurvy would come first. You would have to get ones with orange in the middle.
Oh, look at you thinking ahead.
Dang.
You're like, I got my fruits. What up?
Yum.
Wee.
Hazelnut praline.
I mean, that sounds delicious.
What right? is a praline?
We're past know. Time, I think, guys.
Oh, is it, like,
we?
Nutty?
I thought they did 30.
I mean,
I thought we normally did 30 minutes.
Totally. That's definitely
I was just told 20. Wait.
Oh, look at us for kind of overachievers.
Okay, so praline.
Well, remember the first like 3 minutes was us not knowing what was going on.
It's fine.
We'll go for 30.
So praline's like a numbers. Confection with nuts.
A confection with nuts. That's what a praline is.
Yep.
Like it's not a nut itself. It's like an actual.
No, it's a containing thing? At minimum. Culinary nuts, usually almonds, pecans, and hazelnuts, and sugar. Cream is a common third ingredient.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that just looks like a brittle. So, like,
somewhere, but that's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Are we sure this isn't a brittle?
That it's kind of like a brittle. I wonder if they're the same thing.
Oh, praline. You're right. Oh, those look good. Oh, you shouldn't be showing me things like this when I'm pregnant.
Listen,
dude,
you,
now is the time.
You can
there was ever a time.
You can literally eat this, Laura.
My doctor actually at my last appointment told me I wasn't eating enough because I only had gained half
See?
A pound. So.
Yeah, okay, so
eat some praline, dude.
A brittle is a type of confection consisting of flat, broken pieces of hard sugar candy embedded with nuts. So I think it's like a harder, it's like a sugar that gets hard. A praline
That's what she
might...
Said?
might be softer.
I mean,
that's what
she said.
She said. Womp womp.
Da 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 da.
I wonder if they ever make the "that's what she said" joke on here.
Guaranteed.
Oh, I was just told yes.
Yeah, absolutely. No
there was an emphatic nod.
There was a yes.
We know these people.
Yes. Hey. I mean, I shouldn't have even asked. I should have just
like, listen.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's my go-to joke is that's what she said, because that's the only jokes I got in my bag of
I mean,
tricks.
It fits
Here,
a lot of
repertoire.
Things.
It really does. I mean, that's what she said? And it's all about the way you say it, too, right? That's mm-hmm. what she said.
Also true.
Yeah. Ooh, that's also true.
Or a well-timed, that's what he said.
Okay, I've never heard anybody use that one, Megan.
Why not?
Now you have.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Applicable.
Gasp.
Absolutely. Whoop, whoop. Amy, did you watch the reunion of Love is Blind?
Did I ever? My favorite part was when Shake tried to speak up and everybody was like, you shut the hell up right this instant.
My
that
favorite
girl
part
is wonderful.
My thing was like Shayna kept like she was squinting like the entire
time. Oh my
time.
Gosh. I was on Instagram. It was just like a compilation where it's like me trying to read my prescription, me without my glasses.
I'm like, this girl is reading this guy like a motherfucking book. Like, no doubt.
Oh,
that
lordy,
guy was
lordy.
So full of shit. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Kendrick's making a comment about it being too long, too. Uh-oh.
Oh,
all right.
Whatever. Okay, well, so we've hit 30. We could officially wrap up frickin' baby.
Big baby pants, McBaby.
Something, something. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Sit Sock. This has been Amy. You guys say your names.
Laura.
Kate, say your name.
I know, seriously. Okay, last one.
Sorry. Megan.
Fucking nailed it. Beautiful. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Sit Sock. It's been real.
Bye!
Oh, no.